You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
Taylor won his semi-final 6-1 against surprise package Jamie Lewis, but the score didn't tell the whole story. Every set bar one went to a deciding leg, and had the Welshman taken his chances, he could have led 4-0. Taylor even made the sign of the cross in thanks at stealing one of those sets. But the sport's most successful player is through to the final of the William Hill World Championship, after which he will retire from professional darts.
It's surreal, to be honest with you. It's like I'm not even here. It's like winning the lottery for me, this is. It's I never expected to beat Gary Anderson, And be honest with you, the way Jamie was playing, I thought I'm going to be 4-0 down, because he was 0-0. When he took the first set against, when he was 2-0 down, he showed a lot of bottle there. So, and hand on heart, I'm thinking, oh, here we go again.
The William Hill World Championship produces great memories for so many people. If you walk off that stage with the trophy on Monday, would that be your greatest memory?
I think so. Yeah. Well, of course it will be. It'll be massive. And the best thing for me, I've got a day off, so I can rest up tomorrow. I'm shattered. Two games on the trot, under pressure, it's hard work. So I'm thankful for a day off tomorrow. Thank you for New Year's Eve.
You've got a tough game, whoever comes through this next semi-final.
So they.
Can you prepare differently for either one, or is it just a case of relaxing
relax. I'm not going to practice. I'm just going to relax and get ready for the next day. And energy, that's all I need now. It's hard, it really is. I'm still playing okay, but not good enough, really. But I can play better.
A new generation's coming, though. Rob Cross is in his first year as a pro and survived six match darts to dump out defending champion Michael van Gerwen in a thrilling sudden-death leg. So the former electrician will take on the power for the title on New Year's Day.
For something what wasn't possible 14 months ago, and I didn't have me tour card to play on tour, it's immense. It's I've never felt anything like it, I have to admit. And it's very hard to explain. The crowd helped me tonight a little bit. Obviously, I think quite a lot, actually. And I'll rephrase that. But it helped me nerve all right. And in fairness, there was a little bit of an experience there. I won't lie. I still feel I've got better yet.
You both missed match darts before you finally saw it off in that sudden death leg. Were you thinking there's a space in the final against the most successful player in history at the William Hill World Championship on the line? This needs to go.
No, not really. And it always just, I don't know what it is with me. I don't know what gives me that ability to try and switch off. I didn't even think about the final, just win the match. And when I knew I had 3 at 8 on the left-hand side of the ball, which was my favourite, I knew I weren't going to miss. And it took me time, but like I said, it was just purely amazing. The thrill of it, the buzz. I never had adrenaline pump through my veins like that before. It's truly amazing.
You had beaten Michael before, but that was something you've never experienced. A long format, 11-set game, sudden death leg, and yet somehow you've managed to find a way to win it. Are you surprising yourself this year?
Oh, definitely. No one could have written the way this year's gone, and I seem to feel I go strength to strength. The more I learn, the better I'm getting. And I still personally believe I've got 30% still to give. If that comes out, then I will be very dangerous. But it needs to come out consistently. So that'll be the next step, what we work on next year, to get familiar and keep it coming.
New Year's Day. Phil Taylor, 16-time world champion. You've not played him before. You're probably not going to play him again because he's retiring after the game.
That's it.
This is like something from a film, isn't it?
Definitely. I don't think you could write fairy tales like this one. But in fairness, Phil is a legend and a legend of the game. One of the greatest sportsmen what's ever lived. So to play him in the final, it's a lot of respect for that. And it's going to be fantastic. But at the same time, as a dart player, I've got to come out and make sure I'm right again. Do all the prep, get myself right, and I've a world championship on the line, so you want to win, obviously.
On such an occasion, against such an opponent, are you concerned that you could give him too much respect, that you could be in awe of the situation and not be able to perform to your capabilities?
Obviously, I think it's very hard to predict how I'm going to feel until I walk out, because I wouldn't have experienced anything like that, definitely not. At the same time, me knowing me, I believe in myself, and I think I'll be fine. It might take a leg to settle down, but it's not going to be long.
Rob Cross, world champion in his debut year. Even in your dreams, when you started playing Challenge Tour last year, did you think that it could happen?
I always believed that the sky's the limit, I can reach as far as I can. But obviously with the reality of it this year, it's been totally different. And sometimes I do things and I think, how do you do that? But it's obviously saying in me what gives me the ability to do that, and believing in myself just brings it out. So,
ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Prince of Style, Mr. Rod Harrington.
Well, we're at the final of the William Hill World Darts Championships, and it's Phil the Power Taylor. He takes on Rob Cross. Now, Phil Taylor had a bit of an easy game against a youngster from Wales, Jamie Lewis. I think he was caught with a rabbit in the headlights, as they call it. He realised where he was, and against Phil Taylor, it was quite easy, but not so easy for Rob Cross. What a game of darts. It was a joy to watch. He come through an epic battle and managed to get over the line, and he faces the Power in the final. And who's going to win? It's going to be that close. I mean, Rob Cross possibly got the extra scoring power, but those checkouts from 60 to 100 certainly in Phil Taylor's favour. So I'm going to go with over 11.5 sets. That's the bet for me, or over 44.5 legs. That seems the bets for me in this match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.